Very important, but just got to get home, get some rest for a little bit, but, you know, still get your workouts in, still come back in conditioning. Because we was, as a whole team, I really feel like we was in shape this offseason, this camp, so it was pretty good. So we got to stay focused when we get home. Relax, but also keep you know what I'm saying, doing some things and working out and things like that.
Got any major plans going on?
Not as much. I'm just going to be relaxing. Probably take my girl somewhere again. You know, got to do that. And then this most of the time, I'm trying to get the receivers to come down here. Before the July 4th weekend, try to get them out of there because, you know, they probably want to go hang out with their family on July. But they're doing that week, trying to get them down to work out, do a couple of things, and, you know, let my mom cook for them and stuff like that, get that chemistry down as well, you know, while we're taking this break.
How many of them you got already committed? How many of them you got committed to come?
It sounds like a lot of them, so that's the good thing about it. So when we go in the locker room, we're going to talk about it some more. So
this isn't a training camp, but have you had enough time to get comfortable working with Dinger and the things he wants you to change?
From the looks of it, I mean, from y'all eyes, y'all can tell that I'm getting better and better in the offense, in my eyes, as well as, you know, coach as well. You know, I'm continuing to get better and better each day because I really feel like I'm working pretty hard in the film room and things like that, and seeing the defense a little bit quicker, and it's helping me out a whole lot.
One of the things about this team last year was everybody said, this is a young team, got to do a lot of improving, that type of thing. We're not hearing that phrase anymore, this is a young team. Why do you think that is?
Because we're not. We everybody's basically grown up, you know, from some of the positions that, you know, we were at. We were pretty young, but at the same time, we'd have 3 years underneath our belt now. We have been to the playoffs, so we know what it takes. We know all these different things, what it takes to get to the playoffs and what it takes to win ball games. So I just really feel like at these type of positions that where we were young at, that we are growing up and maturing right now.
LaVell, not a lot of rookies have success right off the bat. LaVell Hawkins, what have you seen from him, and is he be an impact player for you early?
Oh, man, I just like his swag, man. His explosiveness, his quickness, his catching the ball, and then his thought process of the game right now. You know, he didn't come in like nervous like some guys were, and he just been playing his game. It seemed like he's like it at home, but he's still a rookie, but he's going to continue to get better and better. More reps that Coach Ferrer will give him, and we'll see. You know, camp is a whole different story. We got on pads now, so we'll see.
Sorry if this is repetitive. As camp gets closer and closer on your calendar, you find yourself getting more and more excited, or is there a little element of dread because you're giving up everything?
No, excited because, you know, I'm not an off-season guy with all these workouts and running and all this stuff like that. I just like to play the game and get ready to play, and I'm getting excited, a little jittery about it because we get to go against somebody else now.
So it can't come fast enough for you?
Yeah, it can. That's good?
Thanks, man.
Thanks.